Yeah, no, Mark Daniels here at WNFL in Green Bay. Just your reaction on getting this done, staying with the Pack. I'm sure that was the first choice.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, to be able to come to an agreement and be able to come back to Green Bay. I look forward to it, and you know, the pursuit of championships and being able to win it in this organization with some great teammates that I know got my back. I really look forward to the opportunity.
Randall, this is Gennaro Ormison, Associated Press. You mentioned how stressful the situation had gotten close to the free agency. How seriously were you at the end really considering closing the door on Green Bay and looking elsewhere?
I don't know how serious I was. I did, you know, for a second think that there was a possibility. I knew my heart was in Green Bay, and that's where I really wanted to be, and I'm just glad that we were able to get something done.
Randall, Drew Smith from WLUK, congratulations. How much did the community and the Packers Nation and all the fans, how much did that play into all of this, being somewhere where you're comfortable?
That was big. You know, I've talked about multiple times how important our fan base is, and the way that they follow us and keep up with us, and the love that they show us and stick by our side through the good and the bad. They're a great fan base, and whenever we travel, they're always with us. And you don't get that in many places. And we're very lucky and fortunate to have a fan base that really contribute and keep up with us and care about us as much as they do.
Hey, Randall, Rob Domofsky, how many actual offers did you have from other teams?
As far as I know, five. There was five of it that I know of, and I think it was another one after I had told Jimmy on Saturday morning that, you know, I wanted to focus on getting back to Green Bay and not worry about anything else.
Randall, Mark Daniels again. How do you feel about, you know, now being tied in with Aaron and Jordy through the next, you know, four seasons here, and what you think you can accomplish offensively and with this team?
I'm excited. I mean, obviously, we know what Aaron and Jordy can do. I look forward to seeing Devontae Adams step up and become in the mix. I think that we have a high-powered offense, and being able to have all of us stick together for another few years is going to be big, and I think that it makes us hard to stop. I mean, you look at the numbers we were able to put up last year. God willing, we all stay healthy and continue to produce at a high level. I think we're in the mix year in and year out.
Hey, Randall, this is Bill Huber from Packer Report. Kind of going on Rob's question, was the money so good and some of those offers with those other teams that was a really hard decision, or when you look at $10 million, you figure, well, that's quite a bit of money, and that's just like I can, quote-unquote, live with that?
Yeah. You know, it did make it hard, and that's when I say my mind, my head, you know, was in other places in some moments, and, you know, you thought about the income that you could make. But at the end of the day, my heart was in Green Bay, and I knew that's where I wanted to be. I know I had a good thing going for me, and still, you know, I signed a pretty lucrative deal that, you know, I think that I can handle that as far as making that last the rest of my life.
Randall, Bill Scott from the Wisconsin Radio Network, you earned the right to get to free agency and to go through this process. Was it everything that you thought it would be? Were you excited about this process? And looking at, you know, from the after you've gone through it, you know, were you happy to have that chance?
Yeah, I think I was excited in the beginning. The closer it got to free agency, the more stressful it got. You know, I think that last week was probably the hardest week. And, you know, I think the biggest thing was it was difficult seeing you know, so many false allegations and different articles come out, and I just had to step away from it. And, you know, I deleted my Twitter for the last week and a half or so, and just stayed away from all the negativity that I was reading, and just, you know, focus on the situation at hand and try to weigh the pros and the cons to the situation. But yeah, I'm very thankful that I was able to, you know, obviously I'll be able to see what market value was, and to be able to see that business side of it. But, you know, I would love not to go through that again.
Randall, did you
ever
ask James Jones and ask them if they've had any regrets or second thoughts about their decisions?
No, I didn't. You know, I think that, you know, they made the decision that they felt was best for them at the time. And, you know, whenever you make a decision, that a life-altering decision like this, you have to live with it. So, you know, I didn't. But I saw what they went through. I saw, you know, obviously, what they've done after leaving. I think I had to make the best decision for me and not really, you know, worry about what other guys have done and how it worked out for them.
Hey, Randall, Ryan Willis, the Green Bay Press Gazette. As you were going through this process, how much in your mind did the way that last season ended, getting so close to the Super Bowl and not being able to take that final step, and then the chance to come back with the same team and rebound this season, how much did that enter into your thought process at all?
A lot. You know, obviously that loss still hurts. It still feels fresh. And I want to win a championship. We were right there. You know, we were close. We didn't do what we needed to do to win. But we have a lot of the guys coming back this year, same guys, and a lot of our core guys. That puts us in the mix. You know, we have to handle business this offseason as far as continuing to get better on a daily basis. And, you know, obviously next season we have to put ourselves in position to be able to go on a run.
Hey, Randall, I was curious that, you know, early in the season you said that you got to a slow start. You said some of the stuff was on your mind a little bit. At what point did you kind of shove all that to the background, or were you maybe not able to do that at all?
Oh, yeah, I think I was. Not really to shut it out of my mind, but I think I was. I found peace in the situation. I found peace in, you know, in knowing that things were going to work out the way that they were supposed to. And I didn't really focus on that anymore. I just focused on, you know, playing ball instead of thinking about all the other things that comes with it.
Randall, Drew again. Do you like the way that your role has kind of evolved as a playmaker on this offense? Just get the ball in your hands, doing a lot of different things. Is that kind of what you've always envisioned for your career? And as now you go forward, even with this big contract, you can see continuing doing a lot of those things, returning kicks or punts and doing those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, with my skill set, I'm able to do a bunch of different things. And I think, you know, obviously Coach McCarthy and our offensive staff have been very creative in finding ways to get the ball in my hands and allow me to make plays. So, you know, having a staff that understands what kind of player I am and being able to use my versatility in such a, you know, a diverse offense, I think it definitely helps. And, you know, I think they maximize my ability by using me in so many different ways. So, you know, I think that was huge for me to know that I know what I'm going to get out of my staff and the positions they're going to put me in.
Randall, Tyler Dunn at the Journal Sentinel. How much did you talk to Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers, just teammates throughout all this?
It wasn't a whole lot, but it was enough, you know. And it wasn't really about the contract. It was more just like I was talking to a brother and him just, you know, giving me advice on the situation and what he thought. And I never felt like they were selling me on anything, which they didn't have to sell me on anything because I knew what I had, and both of them, I knew what I had in this team. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think they would have been happy for me in either situation, any decision that I made. But, you know, obviously I know how much I value them and how much they mean to me, and to be able to win a championship with them, I think it would mean that much more to me.
Hey, Randall, not so much about the contract, but how do you guys move on from what happened at Seattle and not have this linger into August and September and so on?
I mean, like with anything in life, I mean, you have to get over it, and you know, life goes on. You have to find a way to get through the situation and continue to, you know, get better and to find a way to do what you need to do to put yourself in position to be able to overcome those things. You know, it's going to be a thought in our head for maybe the rest of our lives in different situations. But we got to deal with it and move on.
Hey, Randall, between Coach McCarthy giving up play calling and some of the new responsibilities to the assistants, how much of an impact do you think that's going to have on the offense?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it'll be good to see. You know, Coach McCarthy being able to focus on other things and pretty much managing everybody, managing the team. I look forward to Tom calling plays and seeing how that works out. I look forward to Coach Bennett having this opportunity as offensive coordinator. I really wonder how that's going to work out as far as meetings go. And, you know, I think we'll be able to get a better look at that when the spring comes around and we're back in OTAs and just seeing how all the management meshes up.
Anything else for Randall?
One more, Randall. With this new deal, you're the highest paid player at your position. Is there pressure involved with that?
Here's a good cut.
No. You know, I don't believe so. You know, I'm going to continue to go out and work as hard as I can and be the best player I can.
Any question?
And try to be the best teammate that I can be and do everything I can to put us in position. You know, I know there'll probably be a lot of outside pressure from other people, but, you know, the way I've always viewed it, I feel like I was under more pressure last year.
How important was it to stay in Green Bay?
Going into a final year of a contract and, you know, actually having the contract now and being able to go play.
Hey, Randall, you may have answered this before. How important was it to remain in Green Bay and to catch those passes from Aaron Rodgers?
It was very important to me. I mean, I've said it multiple times. I think Aaron's going to be the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. And, you know, to be able to play with him and be a part of his legacy and hopefully be able to get him more rings, you know, just to have a hand in that, you know, is a blessing, and I look forward to that.
Anything else?
Who's quote-unquote the number one receiver on the Green Bay Packers, or is it a group?
I mean, that's up for y'all, I guess, to decide. You know, I don't think me or Jordy, either one of us, really care who you consider number one. We know we're going to play. We know we're going to do the best we can. We know we're going to help try to put this team in the best position we can, you know, regardless of
who's catching balls, who's scoring touchdowns. So we're all about winning.